my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org for the recording date of Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. And we are continuing with our lesson dealing with Jesus presented in the temple. And we must remember that our physical structure is the temple. And we must remember that the definitions of the word Jesus, Yahushua, are health, wealth, prosperity, deliverance, liberty. These entities that are missing in the lives of the poor, afflicted, needy, and oppressed proletariat masses of the people of the earth. These principles must be presented in our temple, this physical structure. These principles must be lived by each and every one of us in our physical structure. Yahushua is also defined as vengeance, a warning to all, you and me, a warning to you and me, and a warning to the oppressors, to the wicked ruling class and families, a warning to all of us that if we do not promote and present institutions, systems, governments that propagate health, wealth, and prosperity for all, liberty and deliverance for all, elimination of oppression, if we do not live out those principles, then woe be to us. We got up to verse 36 in chapter 2, St. Luke. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Panuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. Now, Anna is 451 Greek side. It means grace, rooted in the Hebrew, kana, grace again, rooted in kanan, to be gracious, to show favor, pity, to have mercy, and to be loathsome. Now, this is interesting. You have a dichotomy of definitions here. Loathsome is defined as causing hatred, disgust, and repulsive. Here's what we are looking at. In the eyes of the wicked ruling class and families, all poor working class masses of people are loathsome to the wicked ruling class and families who hate, detest, and abhor the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. And so when you look at the reality that we live under a system of eugenics and study Adolf Hitler and understand that the House of Rothschild raised Hitler to begin to implement eugenics, not only on poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow, as had been done before World War II, but now Hitler begins to implement eugenics on poor working class white people, Caucasian sisters and brothers. And so you see, by studying eugenics, we see that we are loathsome to the wicked ruling class and families. Therefore, we, the poor working class masses, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, are in need of the grace and pity and favor and consideration from Yahweh, Yahuwah, and Yahweh means existing. You have the dichotomy of Yahweh existing and eugenics, which is death for all. Because we live under a system of death, then we are in need of pity from existing, from the existing one, from the living one. And so Anna, rooted in Canaan, and rooted in another word, Cana, let's hear the pronunciation. Let me see if I can play this pronunciation.
H-2583, Cana, Cana.
Let me hear that again.
Drums H-2583, Cana, Cana.
2583 Hana, Hebrew side, rooted in the Hebrew, African Hebrew language, means that the Most High is going to administer a military maneuver on the wicked ruling class, set up an encampment, lay siege against the wicked to protect the poor working class masses of the people, and give to us the pity, give to us the favor, give to us the grace. Now, the grace and the favor has to do with changing our circumstance. Our circumstance must be changed through our living the principles of Yahushua. When we live the principles of Yahushua, live the principles of Christ, we will see that we, by the power of Yahweh, will be able to change our condition. Now this Hana, Anna, is the daughter of Panuel. Panuel means the face of God, rooted in Panuel, in the African Hebrew language, facing God, having to do with turning away. You can turn away, but turn towards the Most High. Remember Yaqub in the Old Testament, which means to overthrow, to supplant. Yaqub was in a particular region and began to go to sleep, had a vision, wrestled with the angel all night, prevailed, woke up from the vision, and began to say, "Wow, God is here," and named the place Panuel. Now, that Panuel is related to the pineal gland. The Africans taught the scientific reality of the pineal gland, which is related to dark matter in the universe, which is related to that reality of life, the waters of noon, darkness as the reality of birth, that whole birth process taking place in darkness, the waters of noon filling up the space of the womb of the universe, that waters permeating with the eternal energy and force of life, all of this dark matter, unseen to the physical eye, but having more weight than all that is seen, this dark reality is that which produces life and the birth process. So, when we understand all of that reality, when we go into the pineal gland that gives us our various shades of color, melanin in the physical structure, giving us dreams and vision, study the pineal gland, and then study Punuel in the African Hebrew language. Pinuel, 6439 Hebrew side. And study Jacob and understand that tapping into that pineal gland causes the whole of the earth to be Pinuel or Piniel facing God, which means that everywhere we look, we will see and understand that the power of the Most High is alive in the whole of the universe, and every entity and structure in the universe, all the way down to the atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, molecules, photons, carbon, all alive with the power and life of the Most High. So this daughter, this Hannah, is the daughter of Panuel, the daughter of facing God, the daughter of the face of God. This grace is the daughter of the atoms of the universe that are here to change our condition. She's of the tribe of Aser, which means blessed. But when you go to the African Hebrew language, it means happy. And you continue to go to the etymological root, it means to go straight, to walk, to go on, to advance, to make progress. So, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 833. Asher. Asher.
We are
form just below that. Asher. Asher.
We are to understand, sisters and brothers, that when we advance, when the human family makes advancement, when the masses of the people advance in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, this makes us happy. Now, this woman represents grace, daughter of the face of God, of the tribe of blessedness and happiness and advancement. She was a widow. She is in the temple. She is a prophetess, and she served God. What we must understand is that there was rebellion in the priesthood and rebellion in that which is referred to as the religious community. You see, she served God, which means she could not serve Caesar. She could not serve Rome. She could not serve the Roman Senate because she served the Most High. And she served God. Let's see served. Served is to serve for hire, to be a minister, to perform sacred services, to be a priest or an officiate, to discharge the sacred office. So this woman was a minister, servant of the Most High, and prophetess. And she was able to administer all of your religious rituals and so on. So she served God with fastings. 3521, the word fasting is nasteia. Let me hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 3521, nasteia, nasteia.
3521, Greek side, this is a feminine noun. Nasteia means fasting, voluntary, as a religious exercise, to fast, prescribed by the Mosaic law. It is done during the 10th of the month of Tisri, which is our period of time from September to October. And this word also means a fasting caused by want or poverty. When we fast, we are to identify with the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So when we fast, we are to be thinking on how can we help to alleviate the condition, not only of giving a dollar here, a dollar there, but how can we come together to overturn this whole system that has created the condition that has produced poverty and want. Now, this fasting took place in between September and October. Let's get out our zodiac. The Africans created the zodiac so that we may understand our attributes, characteristics, and talents in the universe and within ourselves, and that we may go into ourselves and begin to give birth to such characteristics, give birth to such talents, that we may liberate the human family. Now, September is the seventh house dealing with marriage. Now, it's interesting. I'm reminded of the number 666 in the book of Revelation. When you go into the definition of the word comprising 666, let me get some water, sisters and brothers. Six, six, six in the Greek language has to do with a marriage. It has to do with being bound together. It has to do with the fact that leadership is not married to good works, is not bound to good works, is not committed to good works and good business, but is married to and bound to that which is evil. And this wicked leadership is full of vanities and that which is empty. So we look at leadership and we begin to understand that by and large, your presidents, prime ministers, congresspeople, senators, most of them, not all, you have some that really want to do good. Let me go ahead and follow my brain and point out a couple of instances that teach us this reality. In Seattle, there is a young lady that has been voted into the state Let's see. Can I find this lady's name, sisters and brothers? Yeah, here we go. A socialist elected in Seattle. Kashama Sawant has been voted into the Seattle City Council. She was one of the Occupy Wall Street activists. She is a socialist, and I'm glad that she is a socialist, because socialism is the key. Socialist, socialism, society, sociable. The resources and wealth of the earth must be socialized. Time, space, energy, land, wealth, resources must be socialized. The broad society, the broader society, every member of the international community and society must be able to access the land, wealth, resources, time, energy, and space equally. This beautiful woman, Kashama Sawant, is a socialist and an anti-capitalist. We would say anti-capitalism as practiced in the privatized and parasitic method. And I would say socialist capitalism is the way. We will continue to produce capital, but we will not produce it in such a way that we would just destroy the ecology, and we would not produce it in a way that all go into private hands. No, social society. So I am thankful that this beautiful woman is married to good works, married to righteous works. Now you have, at the opposite end of the spectrum, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who is embroiled in all manner of controversies stemming from the time period that he was reelected. Apparently, one of the cities, I think New Jersey City mayor, did not really, I think his name is Fort Lee, did not endorse Chris Christie. So one of Chris Christie's members of his staff, who controlled traffic, began to purposefully create traffic jams on the George Washington Bridge to punish Fort Lee in New Jersey City for not supporting Chris Christie. This has led to at least one death, and who knows how many inconveniences, and the individual responsible is supposed to be Chris Christie's Deputy Chief of Staff, Bridget Ann Kelly. There's another person, Weisenstein, that was involved, I think his name is. I don't have that name at the ready at the moment. But what we are looking at between Chris Christie, Bridget Ann Kelly, and others are they who are not married to, not wedded to, not bound to good works, but are wedded and bound to that which is evil, that which is empty, that which is destructive. So when you look at 666, the number itself is not evil, but the number teaches us the number is righteous. The number is from God Almighty to teach us the truth of they who are in power and the truth of ourselves. So we want to be married to good works. Now, this woman, Anna, was in prayer. And the prayer was the prayer that took place between September and October. And September, October is the time of the seventh house and the time of Libra and the time of the power of Venus. You're dealing with marriage. You're dealing with partnerships and associations. You're dealing with communal life or the community life. Communal, social. You're dealing with open enemies and lawsuits. We, the masses of the poor working class, proletariat, peoples of the earth, have the right to sue to gain equal access to everything under the sun. Our open enemies, the House of Rothschild, blocking us all the time, using presidents and prime ministers and senators and congresspeople. Another good senator is Sanders, Bernie Sanders. He is also a socialist out of Indiana. He's married to Good Works. The state official in Seattle, this beautiful woman, Kashama Sawant, Seattle City Council, married to Good Works. Chris Christie and those with him, married to evil works, empty and vain and vanity. And so we are able to go into the seventh house and go into Libra. The balance. Libra represents the balance. The system is imbalanced. No justice, no freedom, no equality, imbalanced. So we go into Libra within ourselves. We go into the prayers that are connected with the seventh house and Libra. And we say we must reestablish the balance. Truth, justice, and righteousness, Ma'at. Ma'at is that feminine entity in Egypt, Kemet, holding the balance, weighing the heart with the feather. If the heart is lighter or equal in weight to the feather, you're righteous. Enter into paradise in the here and now. If the heart is heavier than the feather, enter into damnation, enter into destruction. And so we see that the heart of the system is imbalanced. No justice, no freedom, no equality, no truth. So we see death, hell, and destruction all over this righteous planet Earth. So we must enter into Libra and reestablish the balance. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.